God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 3, verse 1. I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto what? So what are we talking about tonight? Spiritual gifts. Gifts of the Spirit. He said, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Now, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, the Bible says. But they are mighty through God. Now, these gifts of the Spirit, they are not carnal. Carnal means is from the word for flesh. Carny. Flesh. Carnivore. Flesh. Flesh is what this is. And this, we also sometimes use the word natural. But really, flesh is the best word, like the Bible used. It's not a fleshy thing. The gifts, say it out loud, the gifts of the Spirit, are not fleshy. What are they? They're spiritual. Now this is so important for us to make this distinction, and I'm going to keep on saying it different ways as the Lord helps us. The gifts of the Spirit are spiritual. They're all spiritual. Carnal people try to make them carnal, don't they? We're going to read about it in just a few moments, but the Bible lists 9 different gifts or manifestations of the Spirit. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, working of miracles, gifts of healing, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, faith, or special faith, as the Amplified said. And yet a lot of people, I mean, even in universities, even in seminaries, it is taught. And you hear people's confusion coming out in their terminology. People say, well, I think God's given me the gift of wisdom. The Bible didn't say anything about a gift of wisdom. Well, God's given me the gift of discernment. Doesn't talk about that. Are y'all with me? Or the gift of knowledge. No, a word of knowledge. Well, it's just you're just being particular about words. No, people are trying to make it a natural thing. Can you see this? They're wise, so God gave them the gift of wisdom. No. No. That's not what this is talking about. Well, they went to school. They have a gift of learning languages. So God has given them the gift of tongues. Absolutely not. No. These are what? Spiritual. They're not natural. They're not carnal. They're spiritual. Well, God gave them the grace to be a doctor, so they're a gift of healing. No, no. Thank God for them. Yes, maybe He called them. Yes, He's graced them. Yes, He's anointed them to do that, but that's not a gift of healing. Are y'all with me now?
Yes.
All of these are spiritual. And the reason I'm talking about this is because this will continue to recur over and over in this teaching, because the people that oppose this or don't want to accept this, that's what they're really opposing, is a spiritual life versus a carnal one. Everybody, unless they make an effort by the grace of God, will tend to interpret the Bible in the light of what they know. In the light of their experience. So a man or woman reading the Bible and it talks about speaking in tongues, and if they've never spoken in tongues, what are they going to try and interpret that to mean? something they can make sense of. Somebody that's never experienced manifestation of working the miracles. They're going to try to water that down and adjust that to what they have experienced in life, but it doesn't make it so. I've had people come to me before and want to take me to task about speaking in tongues and tell me, well, tongues have passed away. I said, not with me. And they want to try to teach me about tongues. And I said, whoa, wait. Do you speak with tongues? Oh, no. How are you going to teach me about tongues? I've been speaking in tongues for years. You should be asking me questions. That'd be like you'd never flown an airplane. And you're going to come tell me how to fly an airplane. And I go, well, when did you start flying? Never. I never have. Well, I've been flying for years. What are you going to tell me about flying and you never flown? Well, I've got 3 doctorate degrees from such and such seminary. Whoop-de-doo. How many of you want to jump in, you know, a Boeing 777 and cross the ocean with a guy that's been to college but never flown an airplane? He's got 5 degrees on aeronautics, but he's never flown a Cessna 172. Somebody say no.
No.
No. I'm going to tell you, do not get in the plane with him. No. You need to have flown for years and years in all kind of weather and all kind of conditions before you get in one of them big boys. And the same thing is true with these other areas. Don't let people intimidate you and they don't know what they're talking about. Just smile knowingly and say, well, there was a time I didn't speak in tongues either, but I learned about it. And I know it's for today. And I know it's for everybody. And somebody says, well, I don't believe it that way. You obviously don't speak in tongues. Somebody didn't get that. I don't believe it that way. You obviously don't do it. You don't hear anybody that's speaking in tongues on a daily basis will tell you that it's not for today. What are they going to tell you? Oh, yeah, it is for you. You can speak just like me. Well, all of these manifestations are what? Come on, tell me again. They're what?
Spiritual.
Now, this sets the stage for what he's going to talk to him about in chapter 11 and 12 and 13 and 14. He says, I couldn't talk to you as spiritual people, but carnal, because you're babies in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you're not able to bear it, neither now are you able. He said, you're carnal. Carnal. Is growing up in the things of God connected with the gifts of the Spirit? It is. The Bible talks about tasting of the powers of the world to come. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to have some miraculous things happen in our lives. Hebrews talks about tasting of the powers of the world to come. How many know Jesus did? I mean, he walked on the water. He spoke to the wind and waves. He spoke to trees. He had discerning of spirits. He had special faith. He operated in all these things. You see all the gifts and manifestation of the Spirit except for tongues and interpretation in the Old Testament. Tongues and interpretation is distinctive of the era we live in from the day of Pentecost and all. And it's quite an advantage. I said quite an advantage. Somebody said, well, I don't see any benefit of it. Just because you don't see it, don't mean it's not there.
Right.
How many tongue talkers would say there's huge benefits to speaking in tongues? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't just take our word for it. Search the scripture out, but you got to be open. And maybe you say, well, man, I talk in tongues. I got no problem with that. Yeah, but before we get through, we may get into some areas that you're not familiar with.
Right.
And you got to have the same attitude. To say, well, you know, I'm not going to try to water that down and make that a carnal thing just because I haven't seen it. I haven't been operating in it. I got to be open. There was a time I didn't talk in tongues either. But now I do. And every one of these other areas you need to be open to. And the beginning of it is that we hunger for them and desire them, covet them earnestly. Somebody say, I covet, the gifts of the Spirit. Say it again. Close your eyes. I covet the gifts of the Spirit. Say it again. I covet the gifts of the Spirit. That's another way of saying I covet God. I want all of God in my life. I want all the ways the Holy Spirit moves and manifests Himself. Everything He does, I want it. Any ways He would move, I want it. I want it. I'm hungry for it. What if it's a way you've never experienced? Good. Bring it on. What if it's new to you? What if it's brand new to you? Good. I'm not foolish enough to think I've known it all, seen it all, done it all. When the Bible says, calls us little children in 1 John, you know why? Because even the oldest of us, that's what we are to Him. Little ones. I mean, we're so young. We're so wet behind the ears. So He said spiritual. Go to the 11th chapter now. 1 Corinthians 11. Here He talks about, without me getting into it, He talks about prophesying. Everybody say prophesy. And He gives them instructions about prophesying. This is in the 11th chapter. And then by the end of the 11th chapter, this is our communion passage that we use. And the bread and the wine. And ends up talking about the body of the Lord. Can you see it? Are you with me? The body of the Lord. And that's what He flows into chapter 12 with. You with me so far? He talked about being spiritual versus being carnal. He talked about prophesying. And He talked about the body of the Lord. And chapter 12, verse 1, what does He say? Now concerning spiritual gifts is added by the translators, but you see it in other places. Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. How ignorant do you think we are about what He told us not to be ignorant of? Boy, as I begin to contemplate this series, it began to dawn on me in an increasing fashion just how ignorant we really are of this. I'm talking about us. I'm not talking about people that don't even believe in it. I'm talking about us. Certainly they're ignorant of it. They don't even believe in these things. When the Lord says, I don't want you to be ignorant about this, why would He say it? Because unless you wake up and get with the program, you are going to be ignorant.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Gifts from God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304A. That's R1304A. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.